Item number 964 is up next.
Authorize a $391,694 U.S. Department of Justice Law Enforcement and Criminal Justice Community Grant Agreement and appropriate $300,000 in law enforcement and criminal justice funds for fiscal year 2019-20.
So, colleagues, in the interest of time, I'm going to forego my lengthy introduction. I think we're all very familiar with this proposal, and I apologize that I have to leave at about a quarter till. So I won't speak, and I'll just turn it over to our able Bureau folks to answer any questions that we may have on this.
Thank you. For the record, my name is Bob Delgazzi, Business Operations Manager with Portland Police Bureau. Here with a short presentation on the Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant. This is for the program fiscal year 2018 application. On August 22nd of 2018, the city submitted an application to the United States Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, Bureau of Justice Assistance, for the Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant fiscal year 2018 local solicitation. The 2018 solicitation still requires a minimum 30-day review by the governing body of the unit of local government, although the Office of Justice Programs decreased the application window from 6 to 4 weeks this year. Upon advice from the city attorney, the Bureau is proceeding with the application ordinance to fulfill the review requirement. The grant program instituted by the Department of Justice in 2005 is named after Edward R. Byrne, a New York City Police Department officer who was killed in the line of duty in 1988. The Department of Justice directs funding to the local enforcement agencies to assist in their efforts to prevent or reduce crime and violence. The 2018 JAG funds will be made under the disparate certification to the City of Portland, Multnomah County, and the City of Gresham. The solicitation requires the city to submit a joint application for the disparate municipalities and to act as the fiscal agent for the grant. The formula award amount is allocated to the three entities based on a statutory formula provided by the Bureau of Justice Statistics. Police Bureau will receive $189,585, Multnomah County $148,960, and Gresham Police Department $53,149, for a total of $391,694 in federal funding. Although the federal grant award period is 4 years per federal statute, local agencies spend their awards within 2 years. Police Bureau will utilize JAG funding for the following item. It's to support the first of the three-year bicycle registration program designated for the Bureau's Bicycle Theft Task Force. This is modeled after the successful Vancouver, British Columbia program. Grant funding will provide for personnel and event expenses for participation in bicycle events to encourage on-the-spot registration and registration kits for low-income community members. Bike thieves target about 10,000 bicycles each year in Portland, and this equates to about $10 million worth of property loss for the community. If a bicycle is not registered, there's less than a 10% chance that it will be returned to its owner. Multnomah County will fund a portion of the personnel expenses for the North Neighborhood Deputy District Attorney position, and the Gresham Police Department is asking for grant funds for their education program called Every 15 Minutes, which is designed to dramatically instill teenagers with the potentially dangerous consequences of drinking alcohol and texting while driving, which are referred to as distracted and impaired driving behaviors. The Department of Justice states that the 2018 grant will be awarded after September 30th of 2018.
So, oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Commissioner Hart Stevens. Commissioner,
thank you, Mayor. I want to thank you because when we met, you talked about the fact that you would not have taken to the grant had you been required to do some of the things that they wanted done around us being a sanctuary city. I think that that is huge. I think that's important, and that's why I want to put that on the record. we'll see how successful the bike project is. It sounds like a good project. I'm glad that it's being funded by this grant. But I just wanted to put on the record that I think it's a great thing that we can draw a line in the sand, and all money, as I've said before, is in good money. And so I'm glad that it was cleaned up before we got it. So thank you very much. Appreciate that work.
Very good. Any further questions?
Yeah, just
Commissioner Fish, sorry.
A similar but slightly different twist on that observation. After we declared that we were a sanctuary city, the Trump administration said that there would be steps taken to retaliate and punish cities that did that. And one of the things that they highlighted was withholding any kind of discretionary or formula money through law enforcement. This city joined a lawsuit challenging that. The courts rejected it, looking at both the 10th Amendment and other parts of the Constitution. I want to acknowledge that our system of checks and balances works, that it is well established under federal law that you cannot coerce a jurisdiction to do something and use funding as the threat. And the Trump administration lost that in the courts. And today we're getting a grant that was in jeopardy in response to our designation. Right. So I want to just acknowledge the fact that we do have a functioning constitution, and B, a set of checks and balances where we can test these theories. And this idea that funds could be withheld, which was when Jeff Sessions was the head of the Justice Department, he and Trump made that proposal, has been rejected, and we are getting the funds. So I think that's a good day for people who believe in checks and balances. So thank you.
That's a good point.
Any further questions? Any public testimony on this item, Carla?
No one else signed up.
Very good. Call the roll.
Udaley?
Well, I'd just like to share the 529 Shield information. It takes 5 minutes to register your bike through the 529 Garage app. It's available on iTunes or Google Play Store. And if you don't have a smartphone, you can go to project529.com. I plan on doing this today. I don't think I've ever registered my bike, and I've had multiple bikes stolen, so thank you. And I'm pleased to vote aye.
Fritz.
Thank you for getting this. Thank you to our city attorneys for working on making sure that the federal government did what they're supposed to do. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hardesty.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye.
Good work. Thank you.